Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Samach Ches. We are on Samach Zayin Amud Beis as we zero in second to last daf in the sixth parak here in Maseches Ksubas, and we are on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom. So we just had the sugya of the story, the first story of Mar Ukva, where Mar Ukva and his wife went to give the tzedakah to the ani, and they went and tried to give it anonymously, even to a degree, to an extreme, where they ran away. When the ani tried to see them, they jumped into the oven, and Mar Ukva's feet were burning. He jumps onto his wife's feet. His wife's feet weren't burning, and she explains why she has a greater schlus than he does, and that is because of the makarva hanayasa, that she actually gives bread and not just the money. So that was one story of Mar Ukva. We'll have another story of Mar Ukva right now. Just one other ha'ar. I wanted to make a correction. When I spoke yesterday, I kept saying the 25% that was decreased in the ksuba in terms of the shum, in terms of the appraised items, it's really 20%. It's what we call a fifth. I thank the emails that were received, but it's 20%, not 25%, that the decrease is given. Again, based on those two reasons at Rashi that we had back on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, in terms of they estimated for more for covet of the chaser and the kala, or because of the depreciation factor. Either way, those are the two, but it goes down 20%. That was yesterday. Okay, so now let's get back to the next story, about eight lines up from the bottom. Last word on the line. Mar Ukva, Havi Anya, Beshiva Vuse. In Mar Ukva, another story. There was an Ani in his neighborhood, to Havi Rogil, Lishdurele, Arba Mea Zuze, Kolmali Yomatikipura. He always sent 400 zuz on Erev Yom Kippur. So that could be literal. There are a number of times in the Gemara where some of the Acharonim say 400 is just the number picked when there's something large. But it might not be 400. Like the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas, 400 barrels. The Gemara of Rabbi Preda in Erevin, that he taught his Talmud 400 times. That sounds literal, because the Gemara then says he doubled it to 800, and he taught it to him again. But here it says 400 zuz. There's no reason to think that it is not literal. He gave it to him every Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Achad Shadrinu Niele Biadre. One time he sent it, he was busy, Erev Yom Kippur, maybe he was eating, and he sent it with the hands of his son. He says, go give this tzedakah. Asa Amar Le Lo Tzarech. So he says, he comes back to his father, he says, no, he doesn't need the money. I see he has plenty of items. Amar Mai Chaza, he says, what do you mean? Marukva says to his son, what do you see there? Chaza, to come Zalfi Le Biayin Yasha, and I saw they were sprinkling old wine, meaning something that only aristocrats and nobles do. Omar, Mefani Kule Hai, he's such a Mefunak, he needs such things. Mar Ukva turns everything on his head. Not that he doesn't need it, but you see what he's used to. I finu Vishadrinu Niole. He said he must really have come from a certain nobility, as we had in yesterday's daf, De Machsoro. We have to fill, be mashlim, the chisaron, and therefore he sent it to him, and Mar Ukva sent him back with double. I finu v'shadrinu neole, he sent it back with him to make sure that he did what he was supposed to do. Kikanicha nafshe. When Mar Ukva died, Mar Ukva, as we see, was a tremendous bal tzedaka. On his deathbed, Omar Aisu Lichush Benoi did tzedaka. He says, please bring me the cheshbon, bring me my notebooks, bring me my ledgers, where I wrote down exactly all the tzedaka that I gave. Ashkach Tavik Sivbe Shivas Alfe Dinri Sinaki. He saw there was a certain amount of money that was left. Omar, he says to himself, he knows he's about to take a journey. A journey up to Shemayim. He says, Vadi Kalili Va'archa Rechikta. I don't have too much packed in my bags. My suitcases are light. And the Orech, the Derech, is very far, meaning I need more provisions. So what does he do? Kam Bizbezei L'Palgi Mamone. See, he's Mevazves. I mean, he gives away Tzedakah, half of his possessions. He wanted to get a little more, few more mitzvos before he dies. The Marsha says, why dafka tzedaka? Because tzedaka, before tzedaka, as we know, the word at the end of Shabbos, tzedaka tatzamimaves, tzedaka is something that is unique in this area. The Shulchan Aruch, even in Yaradeya, quotes many of the chazals relating to the importance of tzedaka in the Shulchan Aruch. It quotes all the chazals that seem to be hashkafic, but they are put into the halacha because the uniqueness of the mitzvah. So that's what Mar Ukva does before he dies. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in Hilchos Tzedakah as well, where he says, in the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Tes, he quotes this problem that the Rishonim raise here, but he quotes the answer. We learned earlier, as we learned from the Takanas Usha, you can't give more than a chomesh. What do you mean he gave half his possessions? Right? You're not supposed to do that. Shelo yitzarech lebrios. So how was Marukva allowed to give away so much? V'davka kol yemei chayav. This is only in his lifetime. But during, when a person's about to die, give whatever he wants. So that's not the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the Ran. And that's the other he's shown him in our sugya. That limit of Hamavazbez is only, we mentioned this back on Daf Nun, Hamavazbez is only B'chayav, but B'shas Moso not. But then the Aruch HaShulchan adds on a fascinating reason why he gave half here. Why did he pick half? What about three quarters? What about one quarter? Umash b'sham b'gemara, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the ad machsis nechasov yachol l'chalek b'shas misa, up until half his possessions. V'lo yoser, not more. Why? V'hatam pashut, shelo yavir harbe nachalo mehayarshim. Because there's also a mis of Yerusha. And what, you're going to give away the majority? No, do up to half. V'yanechsa yachol l'chalek l'tzdaka. Why? D'zehu kecholek im yarshav. It's as if he's taking half and his yarshim are taking half. How is he taking half? Mechsa lo l'nishmaso u'mechsa l'yarshav. Half goes to him, his neshama, he takes it with him, and half to his yarshim. So that's why dafka half is given. That is the limit that is implicitly put by our Gemara, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan quotes right here. Okay, continuing, another story of Staka, three lines to the bottom. Rabbi Abba, Havitzayer Zuzei Basudzre, Rabbi Abba tied money into a sudor, into a handkerchief, basically we would call it into a knapsack, Bishodi Lelachore, and threw it on his back, Umamse Nafshe Lebeyanye, and he went to a neighborhood where there were Aniyim, so that the Aniyim would be able to come from behind and take the money without Rabbi Abba seeing who it was. Umasli eni mi ramoi, but the Gemara says Rabbi Abba used to look back a little bit, not enough. The Marsha explains, not enough to see the faces of the Aniyim, but just to make sure he wasn't getting, stolen from. People who aren't Aniyim weren't coming, so he kept his guard to make sure that only the proper people were taking it. But he did not know who it was. Right, and this is, we alluded to this yesterday already, but this is alluding to the different ways and levels that Staka can be given. We had yesterday the discussion of Nachdimon Ben Gurion and the lack of Lishma that he. How he gave staka according to the Gemara, but we mentioned that there are really 10 levels. The Rambam has in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam said, I'm sorry, 10, 8, 8 levels. Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. Shmona Malos Yesh B'Staka Zu Lamala Mizu. The Meiri relates to this Rambam in our sugya. The Rambam says there are 8 levels of staka. Mala Gedolish and Lamala Mimena. The Rambam in his classic. Putting all different chazals together, culling and taking from midrashim and from gemaras. There's no gemara that says the shmona malos, but here the Rambam has it. Shmona malos. He puts a couple of gemaras together. Yesh p'staka zulamal mizu mala gedola shein lamala mimena zehamachzik biyad Yisrael shemach venosin lo matana o halva o osi moshutfis o mamsi lo malacha. Preventative. That's the best. What's preventative? You give him a present, you give him a loan, you give him a job, you give him shutfis. Kedei lachazek es yado ad shelo yitztarech lebrios lishol. Right, so person doesn't get to the state of being an oni. V'alzenemar v'chzakta boger v'toshav v'chayimach, and that's the lashon of you have to be mechazek him while he is there. V'chay hachzek bo ad shelo yipol v'yitztarech. That's the highest level of preventing him from reaching the state. Pachos mizeh. What's the next level? And here we get to some of our stories. Hanosin staka la'aniyim, v'lo yada l'mi nasan, v'lo yada hani mi lakach. Where it's anonymous in both directions. The giver and the receiver are both anonymous. Sharizu mitzvah lishma. That's the mitzvah, the second level. Kigon, where do you have this? Kigon lishkas chashom, shayis v'mikdash. As the Mishnah is described, there was a lishka, there was an office in the Beis HaMikdash where people used to throw money in and the aniyim used to go and get it. So it was anonymous on both sides. Shayu atzadikim nostin baba chashoy, v'haniyim b'nei tovim misparnasim imena b'chashoy. That's the best. V'karov lazeh, and then he says, what's similar to this? Right, we might think, oh, who does this? We do it. Why? V'karov lazeh hanosein l'tal kupa shol tzedakah. When we put stock into the tzedakah box in the shul. So that's anonymous. We have no idea who's getting it, and they have no idea who it came from. So that's a kiyum of this second level of staka of the Rambam. Right, you have to make sure that the gabbai who gives out the staka is a ne'eman person. But that's the second level. Pachos mizeh, the next level down. Sheyeda hanosein lemiyitein velo yeda hani mimilakach. The nose knows, but the ani doesn't know. Right? That's marukva. He quotes kagon gdolei achachamim. Shoyehochin b'seiseru mashlichin amos b'pischei aniim. The Rambam's talking about our Gemara. The kazer ra'ui la'asos umalet tova hi im ein hamamunin b'tztaka no'agin kashura. You got to do this if there's nobody who could give it out instead of you. But that's also a great level. Anonymous on the receiver side. And then, pachos mizeh, sheyeda ha'ani miminatal, velo yada ha'nosein. The ani knows, but the nosein doesn't know. And that's this story that we just read. Kigong dole achachamim. Sheyut sorin amos besadinehem, umafshilin la'achorehen, ubo anani, venotlin, kadeh shalo yelem busha. Right? That's all these stories are quoted in our Gemara. And then the other levels, giving before ask, giving after ask, giving with a smile, right? All of these are different levels of the Rambam, Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, but a lot of them come right here from our Gemara. Interesting exception to the rule, Rav Zilberstein notes here, what about Matanos Le'Evyonim? Is it better to give Matanos Le'Evyonim also anonymously? Is this the regular rules of Tztaka? Matanos Le'Evyonim, we know, is a special din, special Takana Drabanan, part of the Halachas of Purim, that, based on a Pasuk, in the Megillah, that we want us to give Matanos Le'Evyonim. So is that just a regular, fancy example of Tztaka, or is there something different about it? So he quotes the Ritva and Megillah in the first parak, who quotes the Yerushalmi quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Kolaposhe Yado Litol Yitnula, whoever stretches out their hand on Purim, one has to give to. She'ein is the language of the Ritva. She'ein Nesina Zu Midin Staka Gredasa, Elamidin Simcha. The element, the Matanos Le'Evyonim is not just a Tztaka halacha, it is a Simcha halacha. And therefore, says the Ritva, there are different halachos between this and other. Shari af lashir meish l'shalach manos. V'lefich ha'nagu liton mos purim l'gayim afilu ashirim kivan shananosim l'chal adam im lo niten lahem yeh bohem eva. You're giving to everybody. So the Ritva notes that there's an element of simcha. If that is true, says the Chashuke Chemed, maybe there's a point of seeing who's getting and who's giving, because there's a simcha that connects the giver and the receiver. And maybe that would outweigh any type of inerrant busha, because it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv that every Jew has to do today. L'fizem anosin yodei l'samechas aniyim, yitachen shish inyin l'aseis b'lifneyem, kadeh shiyuchal asamcham. The only time that it might be a lechatchila to give the tztaka when one knows who it is. Right, and he says, "V'yitachein she'en lachosh lebusha shalahem." You don't have to worry about the busha today, because this is a case where everybody has to give, and therefore is an exception to the rules. That's the sheish, the shmona milus of tztaka, and the exception to the rule, possibly of matanos le'evyonim. Okay, second to last line. Next story, Rabbi Chanina, Chave, Hahu, Anya, Davi, Ragel, Ushduri, Le'arba, Zuzi, Kamali, Shabsa. He used to send 4 Zuz every Erev Shabbos. Yom Achad, Shadrino, Niale, Biadabisu. One time he sent it with his wife, Asi, Amrale. He says, I'll clean the kitchen. You could go Erev Shabbos. Amrale, Lo Tzarech. She says, she goes and she comes back and says, just like the son of my Urkva, he doesn't need. My chaz is why. What do you see? Shami Davi Kamri Le B'mata Soed. I heard this. His people in his house say to him, "What do you want to use tonight? Bitzli Kesef or Bitzli Zahav with tablecloths of silver, tablecloths of gold, meaning something's very used, very only fancy nobility uses this." And what is Rebbe Chanina's reaction? Not like earlier Mar Ukva, "Oh, look what he must be used to." But here he says it must be a charlatan. He must be a quack ani. Right, in the Mefarshim discuss, how do you know the difference? It must be that the earlier sprinkling of wine is something that is more common in certain nobility, and it's needed. But Tzlikesem and Tzlizav, that for sure is not something that you would go back to if somebody is in a state of anias. So Amar, so what does Rabbi Chanina say? Hainu Damar Rabbi Lazar. This is alluding to what Rabbi Lazar says. Rabbi Lazar said, "Bo v'nachzak tova l'ramotin. Let us give thanks to the Ramon, to the tricksters." Which tricksters? The tricksters that pretend to be Aniyim and they're not really Aniyim. They save us. Why? She'o malehein hayinu choten b'chol yom. Because were it not for them, we would be sinning all the time. Meaning if everybody was a true Ani, then every time we wouldn't give to somebody who asked for us, then we'd be sinning. But the fact that there are people who are fakers, so that helps us out. That helps us out because now we could have a tiny, we could have somewhat of a claim that, you know, we didn't know who was real and who was not real. Right? Like these fakers. Shenamar. Kfar, as the pasuk says, "Vakara alecha Hashem, v'haya becha chait." Hashem, they will call to Hashem, "V'haya becha chait." If the ani calls Hashem, and you will have a chait. So you see from there that if an ani really called to Hashem, it would be a chait for us, right? So that's why Baruch Hashem says, "Rabbi Lazar, we have these people who are not really aniim, and therefore that could help us in having somewhat of a defense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." The Pnei Yeshua here discusses, the Shaar Masechta Be'alacha also references this Pnei Yeshua. What does the Gemara quote the pasuk for? To show us that if you don't do a mitzvah, you're called a sinner. Isn't that a davar pashut? I know, if I'm supposed to do a mitzvah, I'm a vatel, a mitzvah saseh, I'm a sinner. You have to quote the pasuk, v'kara lecha l'ashem v'haya b'cha chet, dafka here, ask the Pnei Yeshua, why is this different than any other mitzvah saseh? So, says the Pnei Yeshua, let's just read the question, Pnei Yeshua, let me find it, says the Pnei Yeshua, after quoting the l'chora, lo avitzorach lasuyi mikol anach kroy, debalav achi pshita, did staka lo gar mishar mitzvah saseh, she ish chet b'minias asiyasan, v'kol shekein, d'ksivi b'tztaka nami, kamalavin, v'asei tuva. Right, so what's the chiddush? What do you call the pasuk for, says the Pnei Yeshua. So he answers that maybe the chiddush is, of course, tztaka you have to give. But the issue of chet would be that if somebody doesn't give karaui, like we saw yesterday from Nakdima Ben Gurion, so there, maybe it wouldn't be a chet. You gave tztaka, you just didn't give exactly what you're supposed to give. So that's the chiddush. That's the added chiddush, that we would be sinners if we wouldn't give what is appropriate for us, and that's where these Ramayin help us out. Because we don't know. We gave a certain amount. We don't know who's truthful and who's not truthful. So that's why they are able to help us out. The Shana Misana Balach's Lashon here is Nira Lafari Shal Derach Ze, Tahayalan Lahabit Beinu, Lakhalani Vani, Litainlo Kvimashit Sarek Shahiva Torotanu. We should have to analyze and sit with every Ani, anybody who comes to the door, and take our time and focus and see who's truthful, but we don't do that. Right? We don't have time to do that. Every person who comes is different. So he says, Vialze Yesh Melitza Schus. So that's why we have a Melitza Schus. Were it not for the Ramayan, it would be a chet gadol, and we wouldn't be able to have yadenu v'raglenu in this area of mitzvah. So that is why we have to be very careful. The Meiri says, right, unless you know otherwise, don't assume that he's a trickster. If you know vade that he's a trickster, okay, then you can't give him money. But if we don't know otherwise, says the Meiri, then we have to assume that he is an honest ani, so to speak. Umikol makom lo yehe adam poteratzmo b'machshav azu. Oh, I have a line, Rabbi Lazar, so I'm not giving tzedakah. No, we can't say that. Anshe yeda hadavar bebirur, unless we know for sure. Right? If we turn our right in that, the Meiri says is why maybe the next line of the Gemara is brought right here. Right? One might read the first four lines of today's daf and say that, oh, look, you have an excuse. You don't have to give everybody tzedakah. But look at the next line. There's a double-edged sword here. V'tani Rabbi Chiya bar Rav midifti, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha omer, kolamalim einav menat tzedakah ki'ilu ovid avodas kochavim. Very strong. If somebody turns their eyes away from tzedakah, it's like they're Ovid Avodah Zarah. K'siv hacha hishamar lecha peniyah davar m'levavcha b'liyal, that v'gomer, that's by, right, not giving tzedakah, not exactly not giving tzedakah, not giving a loan by Shemitah. V'k'siv hasam yatsu anashim b'nei b'liyal, ma'la halon avodas kochavim, afkana avodas kochavim. So not giving tzedakah is compared to Avodah Zarah, and therefore one has to be extremely careful, even though we have this excuse of Ramayin. What is the connection between not giving tzedakah and avodah zarah? The Gemara elsewhere also says that tzedakah is one of those mitzvos that are keneged kol haTorah kula. The Revolbi has a whole sefer, Mitzvos Shkulos, where he talks about that he found seven mitzvos that are keneged kol haTorah kula. Talmud Torah, tzedakah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos, avodah zarah, seven of them. And he has a chapter on each one. What is defining about tzitzis, right? What is defining about all of these? So tzedakah is on that list as well. But the Gemara here specifically relates it to Avodah Zarah. So why, if somebody doesn't give tzedakah, are they ki'ilu ovid Avodah Zarah? So just the pashtus could be that if somebody doesn't give tzedakah, so they feel they're the bialim on their money. They feel that I'm in charge. This is mine. Kochi v'otziyadi osili yisachai alazeh. So it's mine. So if somebody has that attitude, they're playing God. Right? They don't think that they're a shomer pikadon. They think they're the bialim. So that's Avodah Zarah. They're putting themselves into God's shoes. If you look in that, but a little deeper, the Ian Yaakov suggests another answer. Maybe based on the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Tes, the end of the first parak, where the Gemara says that Avodah Zarah is one of the only, if not the only, Avera, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzarif Machshava L'maisa. Usually if I think about doing an Avera, I don't get the credit, so to speak, for the Avera unless I do it. Avodah Zarah is different. If I have machshava l'avodah Zarah, so it's ke'ilo obed avodah kochavim. Mitzaris machshava l'maisa. So how do you do tshuva? How do you do tshuva for that machshava? You have to do some type of tikkun in the machshava, because a tikkun sorach sheyeh ba'oso eiver shechota bo. So therefore, says the Ian Yaakov, we know tztaka is also focused on the lave. Kona div lave, the pasuk says. So tztaka and avodah zarah have this affinity because they both have a connection in the machshavas halev, even without doing it. There's even halachically discussions. Let's say somebody decided that they're going to give tztaka, but they didn't explicate it. They didn't say it. They didn't write it. So do they have to give it? Let's say in shul, somebody thinks I'm going to give a certain amount of tztaka, and then later on that night, you know, they don't feel it as much. So do they have to give it? There's a discussion in Maseches Tainis about kol nediv lev. If it's in the heart, you know, maybe it can happen. The chiyuvim could kick in right away, so one has to be very careful about that. There is, again, another discussion in the Chashuke Chemed, Sheila. There was a story, somebody was in shul, in Eretz Yisrael, and he gets called up for an aliyah, and the gabbai asks him how much he wants to give, and he tells him whatever. He says, Bavur, Shenadar, right, Chamishim, Lebeis HaKnesses, Meir Lebeis HaKnesses. And then the next person who got the aliyah said, I want to do, just like the earlier person did. Right, he says, just like Reuven. And it ended up that everybody, the minhag of the shul was to be pledge in dollars. Maybe it was an American shul. And the people who got the aliyahs thought shkolim. So, who's right? Right, it's the minhag of the shul, but he didn't have any kavana. And then the second guy who says, well, I want to do just like the first guy. So if the first guy, we say he's going to have to give shkolim, because that's what his kavana was. So the second guy, he didn't even know what the first guy meant explicitly. So fascinating case discussed here in the Chashuke Chemed. What would he have to pay? Shkolim in dollars. And would there be a difference between person number one and person number two? Once we have the pasuk of Belial, let's just make one comment about the context of this Avera. There's a separate losa, say, in the Torah, Hishomer Lecha, that we should make sure to give loans before Shemitah. We shouldn't turn back our hands and not give loans, right? One of the examples of a losase that is violated, b'sheva al taase. Most losases are b'kumva ase. This is an example. If I don't lend somebody money because I'm nervous that I'm not going to be able to get my money back, so then that is an isur daraisa of penyia, devar, and levavcha, b'liyal, kar v'shnasa, sheva, shnasa, shmita, right? And that is something that we have to try to stay away from. Right, to help out this system, to this avera, as we know, hilo is masakin pruzbal, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shviyas. And pruzbal is one of the more challenging halachos, which with people don't analyze what the mechanism is and what's going on within it, so people can look at pruzbal and say, oh, you see, the rabbis can do whatever they want. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. We have to appreciate what pruzbal is about. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses this, and I heard this from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, as well, this discussion, and that is, what's the whole idea of Shemitah's Ksafim by pruzbal? By Shemitah. The point is that the Torah has a very high ideal and demand. I lend somebody $1 million, and I'm not going to get paid back. That's an unbelievable high level of chesed. But you know what Hillel saw? Hillel saw people stopped lending money, meaning they weren't doing the basic chesed. Forget the huge chesed of not being paid back. But they weren't doing the basic chesed. Hillel says, I have to figure out a way to make them do the basic chesed. And then the ideal, you know, maybe one day, but right now we need to do the basic chesed. That's what pruzbal does. That was the motivation of pruzbal. The mechanism of pruzbal is clear. Beis Din collects the loans. There's no isser of hagasa of collecting a loan on Beis Din. It's only on a person. But the question is about what about the motivation? The motivation is because you want people to do basic chesed if they're not doing the ideal chesed. And based on the behavior that people were doing, they weren't doing any chesed. So that's why Hillel was masakin the idea of pruzbal in order to create chesed, not chas v'shalom to undermine a din of the Torah. Okay, we continue. Tanur Rabbanan. Hamisame, yes, I know. The Gemara here quotes a Tosefta. The Tosefta in Peah, right? The Achronim discuss, why do we quote the Tosefta in Peah? Why didn't we just quote the Mishnah at the end of Peah, which has a very similar statement? But either way, we quote the Tosefta. Hamisame, yes, I know. If somebody makes themselves, pretends to be blind, right, in order to have people have pity on them and to give them tzedakah. V'hamatzbez bitno, somebody who bloats his stomach. V'hamakapeach hashoko, somebody also does something with his leg, right, in order to make it weave with a limp, to get people to have rachmanis on them. Eino niftar min ha'olam achi yovel l'dei kach. You know what the punishment's going to be? They're actually going to have this. They're going to need this. Hamakabel, meaning they're going to come to this situation. You fake it, you're going to have it. Hamakabel tztaka vein sorach lakach. If somebody asks for tztaka and accepts tztaka, and though he doesn't need it, sofo eino niftar min ha'olam ashiyavu l'deikach. Again, they will not leave this world until they need it. Terrible, right? They're using public funds. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, you're going to need to use public funds. Period. Tanan Hasam, getting back to issues of Ani. How do we determine who is an Ani and who is not an Ani? So the Mishnah is at the end of Peah. We discussed this yesterday from the Pnei Yeshua also, and we spoke about the minimum that one has to give in terms of the dowry. So there are minimum amounts that make somebody an Ani. And if somebody has above that, so they're not an Ani. Less than that, they are an Ani. So the question is, the Mishnah discusses there, how much does one have to pay? How much do we to sell? Let's say a person is right now under the amount that makes him in an ani. But if he sells his couch, if he sells his kitchen table, then he'll have more money. So does he have to do that? So Tanan Hasam, Ein Machayven Oso Limkor Es Beisav As Klei Tashmisho. He does not have to. He doesn't have to sell his basic necessities. Doesn't have to sell his house. Doesn't have to say his Klei Tashmisho, right, in order to get over the threshold. No, he's an ani. He's an ani, period. Velo, is that really true? Vahatanya, but we learned it in Braisa. Hayimishtamish Bekli Zov, Yishtamish Bekli Kesef. If he uses golden kalim, he should sell them and use silver kalim. If he uses silver, he should use selim and use copper and make some money. So I steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Ep, does a person have to sell in order to be above the limit? Or no, he could say I'm under the limit and that's it. So the Gemara gives three answers. Number one, Amar Rav Zvid, Lokasha, Hava Mita Veshulchan, Hava Kosos Vekaros. It depends on the type of kalim. Depends on the type of kalim. When it comes to a bed and a table versus a cup and a kara. Maybe a person is more makbid to have the ones that he likes. Somewhere it says, wait, Maishna Kosos Vakaros Delo. Why do we say he does not have to sell his cups and goblets to Amar Meisili? Because they'll say, oh, they're selling your cup, getting a different cup. This is my cup. I like this cup. Other people's cups are ma'us on me. So Mita Vashokanami Amar Lo Makabali Lave. So even a different bed, a different table, right, he's makbid on. So answer number one didn't work for the stira. So answer number two, Amar Rava Brei Deraba B'machresha Dekaspa. Usually he doesn't have to sell anything. Basic needs. But if he has a silver machresha, what is a machresha? So usually a machresha means a plowing instrument. But the Rishonim here say that it doesn't mean that here. The Ritva's Lashon here is that it can't mean that. What? Who plows with a silver plow? But machresha Dekaspa says the Ritva means a comb. It means some type of silver comb. To havada in derech lasos machresha mamish al kesef. Upshita de machrichano solim kar. If somebody has a silver plow, of course he sells it. What do you need that for? So we're talking about a comb. Some type of silver comb. That's what has to be sold. That's not called a necessity. And if he gets over the limit by selling the machresha de chaspa, then he's not called an ani. Answer number three. Rav Papa Amar lo kasha. Kan kodem shiava l'dei givui. Kan la'acha shiava l'dei givui. It depends. What does this mean? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, when a person is coming to determine whether he's an Ani or not, so he doesn't have to sell anything. And we determine, does he have the amount, whatever it is there in the Mishnah in Peah, right? Does he have the amount or not? He doesn't have the amount? Fine, you give him the Matnas Aniyim. That's it. Right? He doesn't have to sell anything. But what happens if he illegally already took Lekat Shechan Peah? Let's say he took some Matnas Aniyim. So then, you know what we do? We take it away from him, and then we make him sell. Like a form of a knas. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and then says what the chiddush of Rashi is. Tosfos Dibur Maschil Kan. He quotes Pirush Makuntris, Shenata Lekat Shechav Epeya, V'noda Shehaya Ashir, Ubon Bezen Likvos Ma Shenata. Here's the key line. Afal Pi Tavi Mamon She'en Lo Tovin. Even though Matnas Aniyim is called Mamon She'en Lo Tovin, there's no specific Ani, that's Toveya. Still, Bezdin will go to bat on behalf of the Aniyim. Ika Lameimar Demishim Knasa Govin Mimenu. We take it away from them, and then we make him sell. So that's Rashi. That's what it means. Ha Kodim Shavu De Givui. If he didn't collect anything, he just came as an honest guy. La'acha Shavu De Givui. If they took illegally, and now Bezdin is taking it away from him, then he would have to sell in order to put himself over the limit. But that is all Rashi's pshat of the Gemara. If you look in Rabbeinu Tam, the second pshat of Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it depends what we're talking about. There's a difference between Kupa Shel Tzedakah and Matnas Aniyim. That's the difference. By Matnis, right, Rabbeinu Tam says, Pirish Kodem She'ovel Yegivoy. What is before he comes to Givoy? Where we don't make him sell. She'eno notel mikupa shal staka elami dvarim she'im shal hefker. Kagon leket shechav epeya. Leket shechav epeya you could take even without selling. V'kan. But to take from the kupa shal staka that you have to sell for. That you have to sell before. The kupa shal staka is reserved for the very poor. If you could sell items and be above the limit, so then we're not going to give you from the kupa shal staka. Tosa doesn't like exactly how it fits into the words, but either way, that's the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What is the pshat of this last line? Okay, we continue now. Says the Mishnah. Yesoma. Again, continuing issues of orphans, what's the halacha of their dowry, and what's the halacha of how much they have to be given by the estate of their father. Yesoma, shehizyata ima o'achel midaita, a young girl who is married off by her mother or brothers, the kasvu labameo b'chamishim zuz, and they wrote for her 150 zuz, which is less than the amount of the assumed dowry. Yecholahi mishetangdil lahotzi miyadin masharayli nasin la. When she gets older, she can complain and say, I want what I deserved, right? Why? She was a ketana when she originally agreed, and therefore, we don't assume that her mechila then is significant, and therefore, when she gets older, she can be motzi masheroi lihinasein law. What should she be getting? Rashi quotes here the Gemara, which we'll see, Bez Hashem, isur nechasim. A tenth of the nechasim, that's how much dowry, goes to the daughter. Isur nechasim. The Rashba adds in, what's the chiddush here? Even though we usually say, what's the purpose of an adunya? What's the purpose of the dowry? We give the chachamim, we're misakin, you have to give a certain amount so that kofsim aleha. Right, there'll be a lot of people that would want to marry her. Right? So here, she's already married. So you might say, then she doesn't get anything more, she's already married. So the answer is no. Because right when she got married, it was ready mishubid, the husband basically has rights to it. Right when they got married. And her mechila doesn't work. So therefore, says the Rashba, even though she's already married here, we still would say that she is able to take it. We don't say that, she's married, and the reason doesn't apply anymore. You can't say that her schus is mufka. That's the chiddush, says the Rashba of this line. Vaiter, Reb Yehuda Omer, Imhesi Asabas Arishona, Yinasin Lashnia, Kadarshanasin Lamishona. If the father already married off an older daughter, then we could beat Omed Isdash. If Yehuda says you go by Umdana. So you give to the second one exactly what you gave to the first one, because you assume that's what the father would have wanted. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, next line of the Gemara, the chachamim say, no, you don't go by umdana. Pamim sh'adam ani v'heshir, oh, asher v'heni. Maybe he was poor and then he would have gotten rich, rich and gone poor. Meaning things change over life. El ha'shamanas ha'nachasim v'nosomot. No, it's an objective amount. You evaluate the nachasim and you give, as Rashi said, the Easter nachasim. So machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim, whether you go by umdana, that's Rabbi Yehuda, or the chachamim, no, you have an objective shear. So that is machlokas. We'll get back to that. Amar Shmuel says Shmuel le parnasa shaman ba'av. We had this statement earlier. Shmuel made a statement which was unclear what it meant. For parnasa shaman ba'av. So we assume la maskana that meant for dowry we have estimation. Shaman ba'av. What does that mean? First Rashi on the Gemara. Habas yisoma shebas linase nosim la nedunya kvi omid shana bakiin ba'avia. We just estimate what her father would have wanted. Vatran Okamtsan. And we wonder if the father, you know, some fathers are miserly, and some of them give out a lot. So we estimate what type of personality the father had, and then we give based on that. So we'll get back to that lashon also. Meisve, but first let's continue. Habanos nizonosum is parnasos minichse avi, and the Braisa says that daughters get mizonos and parnasa from the estate of their fathers. Ketzad, what does that mean? Ein omrim ilu avi akayim kach v'kach ainosin la. You don't say, you figure out if the father would have been alive, this is what he would have wanted to give. Elashamanas anachasim v'nosin la. No, but you give objective. So that's the Brisa. So my love, what does that mean in the Brisa that they're Minisparnas Minichse Avien that we estimate? My love, Parnasas Habal, doesn't that mean referring to the dowry? right? In that case, parnasas habal, meaning it's objective, kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says, shamin ba'av, you estimate what he would have wanted to give. And this brisa says, no, it's objective. No, the brisa might be talking about her own parnasa, meaning mizonos. What she gets, not nedunya, but the mizonos, which she gets from the estate. So the Gemara says, "Bahani zonis umisparnasos ktani," but it says two things in the brisa: nizonis and misparnasos. My love, so it's talking about two different things. Achas parnasas habal, that's nizonos. V'achar parnasas atzma. Sorry, parnasas atzma is nizonis. Parnasas habal, which is the dowry, is the second word. So it has to be talking about two different things. The Gemara says, "Lo." No, maybe not. Maybe they're both words in the brisa are talking about mizonos, meaning and parnasa, the dowry is not in the brisa, it's not a kasha on Shmuel. Velo kasha, ha bachila ubishasiya, v'ha bilavusha v'kisuya. The difference is, are we talking about food, or are we talking about non-food items, clothing and other items that are given? So the brisa is no kasha on Shmuel. Okay, how about our Mishnah? Tnan, v'chachamim omrim, padam shadam, ani v'heashir. Oh, ashir v'heani, what the chachamim say in our Mishnah? Somebody might have been poor and then became rich. Rich, then become poor. So, how do you know what he would have wanted to give? El shaman anachasim v'nosin la, your objective, give an objective amount. So, my ani, my ashir. What did the Rabbanan mean by somebody might have changed status of ani and ashir? Inema, is it literal as we translated it? Inema ani ani benachasim, usher benachasim. It doesn't mean financially. So michlav the Tanakama savar afilu usher veheni. So then, what's the Tanakama saying? That even if he was an usher and he was heni, kidemei kara yavid ala. You estimate what he would have wanted to give originally. Halesle, but he's poor now. So how can we say he's going to give like a rich man? So you can't say that's the case under discussion, and that's the machlokas tanoim. Elolav, rather, what must the Rabbanan mean? It must mean in terms of his mentality. Ani ani bedas, usher bedas. A person might be miserly and then change to be the opposite, and vice versa. Vikatani, and what does it say? What did the Rabbanan hold? Shamanas anachasim and osinla. That you do it objective. Alma lo azlina baser umdina v'tziyuf to the Shmuel. So our Mishnah is according to the Rabbanan, right? It's objective. Right? You don't go by the umdina. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says you go by the umdina for the parnasa. So the Gemara answers, what's the problem? Hudam Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlokas in our Mishnah. So you're right. Shmuel won't go like the Rabbanan. Shmuel could go like Rabbi Yehuda. Titzan Rabbi Yehuda omerim hesi baser rishona yitatzin lishnia kederach shenasan l'rishona. So Shmuel would go like Rabbi Yehuda. The name Halacha Rebbe Yehuda. So why doesn't he just say the Halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda? So says the Gemara. I Amar Halacha Rebbe Yehuda. If he would have said that Hava Mina, I would have said Rebbe Yehuda, who goes by Umdina, Dafka Hisia. Only if the father had married off a daughter already, the Gali Daite, that he was already Megalas Das, what he would want to give. Avaloi Sialo, but if he wasn't Macy, then you wouldn't be able to go by the Umdina, Kamash Malan, Taimad Rebbe Yehuda, Dazlina Basar Umdina, Loshna, Hisia, Valoshna, Loisia. That's the Chiddush of Shmuel. I don't like Rebbe Yehuda across the board, even if the father didn't marry off a daughter yet. Doesn't matter. V'haydektani hisia, so why dafke is that example given of hisia? Lo diach hakocha de Rabbanan. To tell me the chiddush of the other sheet of the Rabbanan. Tiavagav di hisia v'goli daite, even though we already saw what the father did in the first marriage, lo azlina baser umdina, we still don't go after umdina. Period. Stop there for a moment. 2 points. Number one, this is the Gemara's discussion is about an umdina for the bas. The final chashuk echemet, I think, of the day is what about for the son? What about for the son? What happens, there was a case, Rahman al-Islan, that a man, every time one of his sons got married, he bought him an apartment. And now this father is sick, v'umchuser hakara, he's in a coma, whatever it is, and they don't know. And now the son's getting married. So could the agents for the estate buy the son an apartment? Could we assume? Do you say the same thing as daughters for sons? So he says, gam ben yanedu. So l'chore, he says, if it's based on umdina, l'chore, you should say the same thing. But then he says, maybe not. Because our Gemara is talking about a specific takanas chazal. Takanas chazal of nedunya. Takanas chazal of mizonos. Ki labas chayev kol adam litin. Isur nechasim. Takanas chazal. But to give an apartment to a son, ein zu takana ochiyuv. El abert soso no sein. Ubert soso mekames. Falo no sein. Mehechitesi. No tzim nechasim. Al smach. Mashab avar nasan. What difference? Mehechitesi, you would do that. Right? So he says, but on the other hand, you have Yerusha. So he goes back and forth in terms of what you would say about the son. Once, good. So let's continue a few more lines, then we'll make one more comment about Umdana. Amalei Rava Rav Chizda, Darshinan Mishemcha Halacha Rav Yehuda. Rava says to Rav Chizda, I heard in your name that you pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning you go by Umdana. You don't have the objective. You go by what we estimate the person would want. So Amar Lei, so Rav Chizda says, yes. Yehei Rava, kol ki hani mili ma'al yasa tidushu mishmai. That's correct. Keep darshaning such great things in my name. Right? It's a great thing. So the Gemara says, Miyama Rava Hachi, Rava said this, Pasha's Rava holds like this. Does Rava go by Umdana? V'yatanya, Rebbe Omer, Basa Nizonis Menachem, Notelas Isur Nechasim. Rebbe says that a daughter who gets Mizonos from the brothers takes Isur Nechasim, a tenth of the Nechasim, for her dowry. Meaning, objective. V'yama Rava, Alechasaka Rebbe. And Rava goes like Rebbe. So, what do you mean? I thought Rava goes like Rebbe Yehuda. But he says, like Rebbe. So, Lokasha, Hada Amidne, Hada Lo Amidne. The difference is whether the father was estimatable or not. Meaning, in the case where Rebbe said you get Isur Nechasim, that's what we have no idea. The father didn't live here. We have no idea of his personality. We don't know if he was a Vatran or a Kamsan, Rashi says. So we have no idea. That's why we can't go by Umdana, you just go by Isur Nechasim. But in the case where we can be Omed and Achinami, Rebbe would go like Rebbe Yehuda. And Achinami Mistava, this makes sense. Dam Rav Adav Rava. Maisa Manasan La Rebbe Echad. Mishneim Asar bin Nechasim. Because we have another statement of Rebbe where he gave 1/12 of the Nechasim. Kashin Adadi. What do you mean? I thought it's 10%, not 1/12. El Olav Shema Minah. Hada Midna. Hada Lo Midna. Shema Minah. Period. So Rashi quotes here a few times. Vatran versus Kamsan. The Rambam talks about those Midos in the beginning of Hilchos Deos. Famous Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Deos that there are Midos in every area of life. Deos harbe yish lo kolachad vechad mi bnei adam vizu mishunim izu v'rechokim ena biyoser. And everybody's different in life. Yish adam shu bal chema koes tamed. Some people get very angry easily. Yish adam shadaitum yusheves alav ena koes klalan. Some people never get angry. And some people get angry every couple of years. Halavai. Yish adam shu gaval le biyoser. And some people are very haughty. Yish hu shafal ruach biyoter. And some are very lowly and humble. V'yeshu bal taiva lo tispa nafsho me'elach pataiva, sorry, big bali taiva, v'yeshu bal leif tahar ma'od, v'lo yis'ave afilu dvar ma'atim, shagov tzarech lahem, and he continues, and he says, v'yesh bal nefesh rechava, shelo tispa nafsho mikol mamon ha'olam. Some people just want more and more money, like the pasuk says, oif kesef leis pakesef, v'yesh makatzer nafsho, shedayo afilu dvar mu'at, shelo yaspik lo, v'lo yudav lasik ol tzarecho. And then he says, "V'yeshu ma'amid kol mamono biyado l'daito." Some people give away all of their money. And some are misagiv atzmo. They torture themselves, and they don't even use the money that they have. El b'tzar gadol. So these are all different midos. And the Rama, of course, says you should find the balance, the middle path, in Hilchos Deos, except for Kas and Gaiva. So we know those are the only two exceptions where you have to go to the extreme, but all others, you have to be in the middle, and that's what the Rambam talks about. The Gemara here is talking about, though, that people are different, and therefore, you have to know if he's a Vatran or a Kamsan. Once we're talking about Umdana, just one other important makar related to that, and that's the Shita of the Ri. The Ri in Meseches Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Adaf Mem Tes, discusses, what if somebody sells all of their property, they sell their house, they sell their land, because they're making aliyah, and then something falls through. And they don't make aliyah. But they didn't make it in a beferish condition when they sold everything. So Rava says there, havi dvarim shebelev. V'dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Right, dvarim shebelev not dvarim, and therefore the buyer, me'ikarad, if he's a nice guy, he would give it back. But me'ikarad, he doesn't have to give it back. And the Tosfos there discusses the name of the Ri, but what do you mean? He doesn't have to give it back? But isn't it semi-clear? And also Tosva says, it sounds like that if you would have just said something, it would have worked. But don't you need a t'nai kafel? Don't you need all mishpatei atzonam? As we know, whenever you make conditions, you have to do it in the proper way. You have to do a double, positive and negative. You have to do the positive before the negative. You have to do t'nai kodim l'maisa. All different rules. So ask Tosva. It sounds like from this Gemara that if you would have just said something, it would have been enough. So the Ri is machalik and says there are three kinds of cases. Very crucial. Some kinds of cases at the Ri, we have no idea. Somebody says, I'll sell this to you if it rains tomorrow. If I don't say the word if it rains tomorrow, then there's no idea that that is a condition. So therefore, if you want to make that condition, you have to have a t'nai kafel. That's number one. Number two, then there are some cases where it's totally, totally obvious. You don't even have to say anything. What's called dvarim shebelivo belev kol adam. Somebody gives away all of his possessions, and then the next day he hears that he has a son. So the whole thing is batel, because obviously he thought he didn't have any kids. And then there are some cases that are pretty clear, but it's not mafurish. Not 100%. Sometimes people sell things because they just want to move. Right? Not dafka that they're making aliyah. So in that case, you need something, but not totally all things. So that's what the Rish says. You need gilui das, but you don't need mishpatei atznoim. The tzorach lachalik v'lomar mem tesam aveiz and kiddushin. The yesh dvarim she'en srichem tanai kafol el gilui milsa. Da anan sadi da daite da hachi avid. V'gam yesh dvarim shafilu gilui milsa loboy. Kigon hakosiv kon hachasav lachir mishama she'esh lo ben. Shamatana v'teila. Kosiv kon hachasav l'ishto v'chulu. So that's the important day of the Re. Right? When do you say umdana? When do you say dvarim shebelib alev kaladam? You figure out what is in a person's heart in terms of transactions. That's not exactly what our Gemara is about umdana, but that's about umdana and transactions. And it is, though, a related issue. Okay, Viter, Gufa, three lines from the bottom. I'm a Rebbe. Bathani Zoros Ben Achen Otal Tzizun Achasim. Rebbe just said, so what's the shear for dowry? 10%. Amru lo le Rebbe, Lidvarecha. 1 second. According to Rebbe, according to you, Mishiesh lo Eser Banos Faben. If somebody has 11 kids, 10 daughters and a son, Ein lo le Ben Bavakam Abanas Klum, you give 10% to all the daughters and the son gets nothing? So how does that work? So Amar Lahan, Kachani Omer, he says, no. Rishonu Notel Atzizun Achasim. The first one gets 10%. Shniya B'mashashiri. The second one gets 10% of what was left. Shlishes B'mashashiri. V'chozros V'chokos B'shava. They each take 10% of what was left, and then you put it all back in the pot, and you split it up equally. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Kochad V'chad D'nachashakla. What do you mean you split it up again? The first one got married 10 years ago. Right, and now you don't, what, she's supposed to put it back in the pots? The verse says, no. If she got married, fine. But hachi kamar, im bo'u kulam lehinase ka'achas chokos b'shave. If they would all want to get married together at the same time, this is what you would do. You should all do, take 10% of what's left, like we do by Meiser. By Meiser, it's what's left after the Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, you always take 10% of what's left. And that's what happens here. If they want to get married together, this is what is done. The Tosas Rid also points out that if there's nothing left for the son, so then you got to do something, you got to figure something out. Because you can't be, oh, the Chazal didn't want to be Oker, the mitzvah of Yerusha Lagamre. So the Tosas Rid says on the bottom, Im meis v'hiniach benu bas, v'im yisratza litein lezu habas, kadar shanasalim rishona, if you would give to this daughter like the earlier daughters, the son would have nothing, then you don't do that. Yerusha wins, right? This is not meant to be Oker, the whole din of Yerusha, says the Tosfos Rit. Messiah Lele Ramasna, this the fact that if they all get married together, this is the way you split it up, it supports Ramasna, Dumber of Masna, in Bo'u Lihinase Kulam Ka'achas, Notlos Iser Echad. If they all want to get married at the same time, you take one Iser. Iser Echad Sakadadak, what does that mean? One Iser. They each get Iser. Ela Notlos Iser Ke'echad. They take it Ke'echad, which means, as we explained, you take 10% of what's left, and then you put it back all up in a pot, and you, everybody gets the same amount. Period. Tana Rabbanon. Again, still talking about the Takana. I'll get to the end of the parak. Of dowry. Habanos bein bagru ad shelo nisu. Bein nisu ad shelo bagru. Whether they got married, nisuin, and they didn't say anything, or they became bogeres, ivdu mizonosei, and they no longer have mizonos from the estate. V'lo ivdu parnasasan, divi rebi, berebi says, either of, or they still keep their dowry. Even if she becomes a bogara, she still keeps her dowry. She just loses the mizonos, right? That's the lashon of the ksuba, which Rashi quotes here. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, no, af ivdu parnasasan. No, bagru, the special takana was only before bagrus and before marriage if she didn't say anything. But Reb Shimon Elazar says, if she got married, af ivdu parnasasan. So what should they do? What if a girl is becoming a bogaris in another month and, you know, she doesn't know what to do? She doesn't find the right guy yet. And she still wants her dowry. So says the Gemara, Sochros lan bailim umotzin lan parnasasan. So they should literally hire out a bailim, meaning go to a guy and say, I need you because I need to get the dowry. Sounds like you get married. And then that's how she gets it. Very difficult. What if she doesn't want to marry the guy? What if she didn't find the right guy yet? So the Rishashir says, maybe you have to say this, the Rishashir says, no, it means you get somebody to say, just to play along, to be able to get it. Says the Rishash, Yisku anashim sheyomru b'sheker, sheyisu osan, b'chdei lahotzi ha-parnasa, v'achar kach yuchlu leishev ulhamtin at sheyikru lehem anashim agunim, o at shetatit t'chavtsena ubalo schar mi yovel l'sheker. Right, yeah, what does it mean, Yiskarena? Nobody's going to want to lie if they're not going to get any money for it. That's what it means. Sochor lam bailam. I not let a law. I midrash sheket tirchak. So you could say this is shalom bias. Shalom bayis for the family, for to make sure the girl has parnasa to be able to get married. That's an example of shalom bayis, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, one is allowed to be mishane mipnei hashalom. Period. Amr of Nachmin, Amr lihuna hilchasa karebi, the halacha is like Rebbe, that the first day she does not lose her dowry when she has nisuin or bagrus. Esve Rav of Nachmin, Rav Nachmin. So Rav asked Rav Nachmin, which is Rebbe, meaning who else like the sheet of Rebbe? Yisoma she is yet to imo achela midaita from our Mishnah. V'kasu lo b'meo chamishim zuz yecholi yishmishet tagdil. What did our Mishnah say? After she gets older, she could be motzi. What should have been given to her? Taima d'ktana. The only reason she could do that is because she got married when she was a ktana. So her mechila is not counted. Hagadola vitra. But if she was a gadola and didn't say anything, so mashba, then the mechila would work. Vitra, it would be, she would be mevater as a kasha on Rebbe, because you see, Rebbe says, nisu and you don't lose it. So lo kasha hadamachai hadalamachai. There's a big difference between Rebbe and the Mishnah. Rebbe's talking about a case of where she was moche. So where she's moche, so she gets it. She gets it. Hadalamachai, the Mishnah, she wasn't moche. And that's why she doesn't get it. Hachanami mistavra, dimkin kasha the Rebbe of the Rebbe. This answer you have to say, or else it will be a stira in Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Basan, Izonis Menachan, Otelas Isur Nachasim. Rebbe says she gets Isur Nachasim. If she gets mizonos, nizonos in, she'ena nizonos lo. What, only if she gets mizonos and not if she doesn't get mizonos? What's the connection? What do you mean? I thought Rebbe says she doesn't lose it, even though she loses mizonos. It depends if she complained. If she complained about it at the time of the marriage, then she gets it. Only aktana, even if she didn't complain, she's going to get it. Because the mechila of aktana is not called, it's not called mechila. Interesting comment to the Shita Mekubetzes here. He says, what was the Gemara's question? That how could he say, maybe how could Rav Nachman go like Rebbe? Is the Mishnah against? Rebbe's also a Tana. So Rebbe could argue on the Mishnah. So maybe Rav Nachman was like Rebbe. So the Shita says, if Rebbe made the Mishnah anonymous, he wrote a Stam Mishnah, so it must be that he meant that the Halach is like that Mishnah, even if he has his own different opinion. That's the Chiddush of the Shem Kubetzes. Right? We pass like the Stam Mishnah, even if Rebbe says otherwise, and that was the Kasha of the Gemara on Rav Nachman. Amalei Ravina la Rava, Amalan Rav Ada bar Ava Mishimcha, we heard in your name. Bagra inesricha limchos, niseis inesricha limchos, bagras or nisuin, there's no need to be moche. No need, meaning she doesn't lose it. It's automatic, she's going to get it. Bagra v'niseis tricha limchos. But if it's bagra and niseis, then she has to be moche. Both, she became a bagaris and then she got married, she has to be moche. Right, and the Rishonim say maybe it's dafke in that order, bagra and niseis. So that's what we heard. So miyama Rava Hachi, did Rava really say that? That there's no need to be moche by either or, only by both? V'ha'esve Rava l'Rav Nachman, Yisoma. But Rava asked from Rav Nachman, the kids of Yisoma, for v'shani leha demachi adalomachi. Right, and he gave that answer. So you see, if she's not moche, then she loses it. But what do you mean? How could here he say otherwise? So lo kasha hadakam mitzan aminayu, hadalokam mitzan aminayu. Here, in a case where the brothers agree to support her even after she gets married, then she doesn't have to be moche. But if the brothers didn't agree to such a tanai, such a condition, so then she would have to be moche. Rebbe makes the following statement. Parnasa, the dowry that we're talking about, is not like the other tanai ksuba, let's say like mizonos. In what way? So my inak tanai ksuba, in what way is it not like tanai ksuba? So the Gemara has a couple of tries. Inam adilu parnasa tarfi mi mishabdi. Is it that parnasa, the dowry can be tarfi mishubadim of the father, v'tanai ksuba lo tarfi mi mishabdi, and tanai ksuba or not, my kamashmalan? So what's the chiddush? Hamaisa b'chol yom, that's true. Motzi l'parnasa v'motzi l'mizonos. We had that earlier. Right? It's maisa b'chol yom, that you're motzi l'parnasa, but you don't take out for mizonos. Right? So that can't be. Tosfos asks a simple question. What do you mean? Gemara is saying, what do you mean? It's Maisim B'chol Yom. Maybe it's Maisim B'chol Yom because Rebbe said it. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, Dilma had the Maisim B'chol Yom, Ha'idim Shub to Rebbe Amra. So Tosfos says, nah, it sounds like Rav Huna is saying a chiddush of Rebbe. And if everybody does this based on what Rebbe says, it's not adding anything. You're right, it might have come from Rebbe. But it sounds like he's saying a chiddush in this case. Rav Huna says in the name of Rebbe, Parnosa is not like the Naiksuba. So if this is what it means, then why should he say anything? The Ella, maybe it means as follows. Dilu parnasa gavi nami mi metaltali. Parnasa dowry can even come from metaltalin. But tanaik suba mi makarkoi gavya mi metalai lo gavya. Tanaik suba maybe cannot be collected from metaltalin. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Le Rebbe, idvi idi migva gavya. Rebbe said earlier that you could be collect from both. Ditzananda, the Braisa said, echan achazim yesh lamachrayis, echan achazim yesh lamachrayis. Karka or metaltalin. Motzien lamazon ha'isha v'abanos. For mizonos, divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says you can take from even metaltalin. Remember we saw the Tosfos, the Takanas Gaonim, that for everything you can take from metaltalin. So Ella, Maskana, what does Rebbe's statement mean? That Parnasa is not like the other Tanai Ksuba. Ella mai Parnasa inu Ktanai Ksuba, likidetanya, the following Braisa. Ha'omer al yazunum binosav minachasav, ain't shaman lo. If somebody says, my daughter should not get mizonos from my estate, that ain't, you don't listen to him. Why? Because that's a Tanai Ksuba. That's part of the package of Tanai Ksuba that Chazal made. And that's Masna Mashakasa Batorah. And Mashakasa, what the Rabbanan said, say, if you can't break that. Al yisparnasu binosav minachasav. But if he says, my daughter shouldn't get the dowry, shomin lo. The Rabbanan made a strong suggestion about that, the Isur Nechasim, but they didn't make it an official Tanai Ksuba, and therefore, he can make a Tanai against that. Shaha Parnasa, ena Ketanai Ksuba. Right, it's not the same. Rashi says in the bottom, Rashi, ena chova alav Ketanai Ksuba. It's not the same type of obligation. Ela chova yisomimu, hecha delotziva ha'av shlo lefarnasam. Not the same level, and therefore, he would be able to make that sort of Tanai. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will pick up with the last full daf here in the sixth parak next time.